My mom was the daughter of a really well-known auto body worker. He was really good with fixing wrecked cars and all that. Had a shop, I guess. And my father had been car industry for a long time. And my grandfather was like, "Hey, you have to meet my daughter." And that's how they met. And they did not have a lot of money when they first met, but then they got very successful together. My father started a bunch of car dealerships. He sold, at one point, I think in the 80s or the early 90s, he sold the most cars in a month in like North America. It was like 700 cars in a month. And so a lot of wild, great success. And then right after that, I was born. I'm the firstborn. And then so we, I guess, were considered like new wealthy type of family, like new wealth. And so we I grew up off Marine Drive on the banks of the Columbia River. So we had a dock. I grew up like ever since I was like 3 or 4 years old fishing off the dock. My mom would just like tie me to the dock with a life jacket and I'd just be fishing. And we had boats. Yeah, really right next to the Portland airport. So it was a really cool place to grow up as a kid. And then my family ended up having multiple houses, like a beach house, a house in Bend, like a winter house where I was learning how to snowboard. So I had a very privileged and blessed childhood material-wise growing up.
And how do you think that impacted you? And also, at the same time, those are two kind of separate questions. How's that dynamic inside of the home with your parents and you? So, can you explain in general what that was like?
The dynamic in the house was basically my father just focusing on himself and his money, and you know, more money, more problems, and being very absent. And then it led to even when he was in the house, he was still absent, just doing his own thing. His parenting style was you know, I let my wife raise the kids, you know. And so basically it was just me and my two little brothers and my mom. And you know, with our dad here and there on like a weekend trip or something like that. But yeah, very absent father. He would buy you anything, you know. And then yeah, just absent and anger problems, a lot of anger problems. So it was basically just me and my mother, and that was about it, and my dad here and there.
And what was the beliefs inside of your house? I know that your mom has a Jewish background. She's a Levite. How was that inside of your home when you were growing up?
Yeah, so I guess I later found out talking with my father, she had never told my dad that. But she told me that. And that side of the family, like, you know, so growing up, I went to a Jewish private school, I went to Catholic private school, and I went to Seventh-day Adventist private school. We grew up Christian, and then whenever it was just me and my mom hanging out, she would always be talking about the Shabbat, you know, kind of like Old Testament stuff, you know, just yeah, she would definitely talk to me way more about like the Jewish side of things, you know. And I can't remember if I was young if she told me not to, you know, say that around my father. But then later on in life, when I was starting to get older, and you know, my father started to find like more Jewish books or hear me, you know, I'm bringing up Jewish subjects to him, he always had a very adverse reaction to it. At one point, he's not like this today. But at one point, he was anti-Semitic for sure.
So that's interesting, where you have two parents, one who's a secret Jew and the other who is a Jew hater, and like your father had no idea. But I imagine it created some kind of tension between you and your dad at some point, because there's a limit to how much you can hide. And how did that develop in your high school years, the relationship with the Jewish side of your family tree and the Christian beliefs that your dad was portraying?